Good morning. On October 23rd, an infectious disease fellow at Hospital A called the Minnesota Department of Health to ask whether an increase in invasive Pastorella multocida infections had been noted elsewhere in the state. He briefly described four recent cases that he was aware of and subsequently provided identifying information for chart review of all 2014 cases at Hospital A. P. multocida is normal flora for many animals, including cats and dogs. Cat bites or scratches are estimated to be involved in 60 to 80% of human infections. There's a spectrum of human infection. Most commonly, animal bites or scratches lead to local wound infections. But systemic disease such as bacteremia, meningitis, and peritonitis can occur, especially in persons with comorbidities. The cluster of four known cases of P. multocida bacteremia over a 4.5-week period raised two questions. One, was this an outbreak at Hospital A? And two, how do trends in invasive Pastorella multocida infections at Hospital A compare with trends statewide? Patient one was a 78-year-old male admitted February 5th with a wound infection. Both wound and blood cultures on admission grew P. multocida. He developed sepsis and died on February 15th. Patient two was a 70-year-old male admitted on September 8th with cellulitis and peritonitis. Blood and peritoneal fluid cultures on admission grew P. multocida. He developed sepsis and died on September 13th. Patient three was a 44-year-old male admitted with obstructive jaundice on September 11th. Blood cultures drawn 48 hours after admission grew P. multocida. Patient four was a 62-year-old male admitted with cellulitis on September 27th. Blood cultures on admission grew P. multocida. He developed sepsis and died on October 4th. Finally, patient five was a 75-year-old male admitted with myocardial infarction. Blood cultures on admission grew P. multocida. There was no evidence to support an outbreak. There were no known epidemiologic links between cases. Four out of five patients with blood cultures positive for P. multocida were drawn on admission to the hospital. There has been no human-to-human or nosocomial transmission of P. multocida documented in the literature. Patient three was the only patient whose blood cultures were not positive upon admission, but after 48 hours in the hospital. Therefore, the possibility of a hospital-acquired infection could be excluded in four out of five cases. At least three of five patients had pets in the home, two with cats and one with a dog. Information was lacking on the other two cases. Three of the five patients had lower extremity ulcerations, potential entry points for invasive infection via the licking of wounds by pets. And finally, all five had known risk factors for invasive P. multocida infection, including comorbid conditions such as cirrhosis, diabetes, or chronic steroid use. P. multocida is not a reportable disease in Minnesota, so all Minnesota labs were surveyed regarding total number of P. multocida isolates and the specimen source during 2012 to 2014. The survey response rate was 79%. This chart shows the proportion of P. multocida isolates from usually sterile sites at Hospital A compared with all other labs in Minnesota during 2012 to 2014. Statewide, the number of P. multocida isolates was stable over time, with a mean of 186 annually and a range of 171 to 198. Most isolates were from skin wounds, and as seen in orange, only 11 to 12% of isolates from the other labs in the state were from usually sterile sites. At Hospital A, the total number of P. multocida isolates was stable over time as well, two in 2012, nine in 2013, and six, the five hospitalized patients described previously, plus one outpatient in 2014. In 2012 and 2013, the proportion of invasive infections at Hospital A was low and consistent with statewide reports. However, in 2014, as seen in the blue bar to the right, five of the six isolates at Hospital A were from blood. In conclusion, there was an unusual proportion of cases of invasive P. multifida infections at a single Minnesota hospital in 2014. There was no evidence from chart review to support this being an outbreak at the hospital. All five individuals had risk factors for invasive disease. Non-bite exposures via lower extremity ulcerations might be important, and specific educational efforts to avoid the licking of wounds by pets may be warranted. Thank you.